Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Amen. Just what a privilege it is this morning to be able to share God's word. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for rescuing me, healing me, setting me free of addiction. And I just thank God for everything that he's done in my life. Amen. It's a great privilege to speak today. We celebrate 12 years of Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky taking over the church here in Manchester. God sent them up from Victory Outreach London 12 years ago to take the church when there was a few people there. And just look around now what God has done because of one man and one woman's faithfulness who are willing to step out and say yes to God. Who are willing to step out and say, yes, Lord, use us. And also we celebrate the 13 years anniversary. Amen. That deserves a round of applause. Amen. 13 years married. And just like Pastor James said, just after 2 o'clock, we're going to have some celebration. There's going to be some food. How many people love food? Amen. Let's be honest, in God's house, how many people love food? Amen. Come on, wave your hands if you love chicken, if you love rice. Amen. How many people are hungry? Amen. Tell the person next to you, you still got the message to go yet. Amen. But today, yeah, we're going to be celebrating. There's going to be food, games, laughter, testimonies of people sharing what God has done and people that are just grateful for everything that God has done. But this morning, I want us to turn our Bibles to the book of Colossians, chapter 2. And I want to share briefly today something that the Lord has put in my heart. And it's found in Colossians chapter 2, reading from verse 6. Father, just use me this morning, Lord. Empty me and just fill me with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Colossians 2, chapter 6, verse 6, sorry. The Bible reads, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. How many people in here are overflowing with thankfulness? Come on, there doesn't say, how many people in here are actually overflowing with thankfulness, grateful for what Jesus has done in your life? How many people are grateful that Jesus saved you, that he rescued you, that he healed you, that he restored you, that he picked you up when you were down and he lifted you up, he turned your life around and he placed your feet on solid ground? See, I don't know about you, but I remember what it was like being a heroin addict. I remember what it was like being a junkie when Jesus put his hand out and he picked me up in 2004 and he turned my life around. So you know what? I am overflowing with thankfulness. See, I don't know about you this morning, but we're in the house of the Lord. We're saved. We're restored. We're redeemed. We know where we're going. See, that's a reason this morning to be overflowing with thankfulness. I'll ask that question again. Is there anybody in here today overflowing with thankfulness? See, we're in the right place today. We're in the right place today. But see, receiving Christ as your Lord and your Savior is the beginning point. It's always the beginning point where God rescued you and God saved you and God called you and God touched your life. And especially today, we celebrate 12 years of Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky. What great pastors we have. What great pastors we have. A man and woman anointed. Teacher, shepherds who are there for us. And I need some participation here. I want you to stand. If you've been touched and saved in this built in Victory Outreach Manchester in the last 12 years, I want you to stand. If you've been saved, healed, set free, touched in Victory Outreach in the last 12 years. See, you look around, there's many people that are not even standing. If God has touched you in here in the last 12 years, I want you to stand to your feet. If God has restored you, if God has healed you, if God has set you free, if God has brought you here, or what God has done, you see, you look around. See, God has done something amazing in this church. God has done something amazing in Victory Outreach Manchester. There is many lives that have been changed. There's many lives that have been transformed. There's many families that have been restored. There's many relationships that have been renewed. And that's because, you know what? In the house of the Lord, God calls his people into the house of the Lord, because when you're lost and you're bound, we're always looking for something. We're always looking for somewhere to go. We're always looking for a belonging. We're always looking for a worth. We're always looking for a place where we can be ourselves, where we can be loved. And see, that's one of the things that I love about Victory Outreach. See, when I was messed up, no one else put their hand out. I thank God for when I was on the streets. There was a lady once when I was on the streets in Blackpool. She used to come around with sandwiches and cups of tea, and you'd be sitting there begging and doing whatever, and she'd always tell you, you know what? Jesus loves you, son. Jesus loves you, son. And she kept drilling this into me, drilling every time I saw her. She kept saying that Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you, and I could never understand it. I could never understand it. But in 2004, when the doors opened and my life changed, you know what? I'm thankful for everything that God has done in my life. I'm thankful. I got saved at Victory Outreach. I got healed at Victory Outreach. I got delivered at Victory Outreach. But just like the brother was saying, it was Jesus who done it. It was Jesus who done it. It wasn't me. I didn't deserve it. It was Jesus and his love and his grace and his mercy for my life. But you know what? We must continue. Like the scripture when I open, when it says, Christ Jesus is your Lord, you must continue to follow him and let your roots grow down into him. Let me ask you a question. How deep are your roots? How deep are your roots today? Because there is many people that say, you know what? I'm rooted in Christianity. I'm rooted in Christ. But a situation comes along, then all of a sudden they're gone. See, they say one day, you know what, I'm rooted in, I believe in this and I believe in, but something happens and they end up leaving, and they end up back out there, then they end up messed up again. But you know what? Christ is looking for us to be rooted more, to be deep more, to be in him more. See, you maybe have came to the church and you've came in the last little time of Victory Outreach Manchester, and you look around and you say, wow, the church looks good and the church is busy and there's a lot happening. But it was never always like that. When Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky came up, there was a handful of people. And because of their hard labor and because of their work and because of their sacrifice, God has built something great. But you know what? The best is yet to come. This is just the start of it. There's more to come. There is more to come, but God is looking for people that are rooted. Because if you ain't rooted, then what are you? If you ain't rooted, are you just hanging around? Are you just hanging around looking for a blessing? Because there's many people that come to church hanging around looking for a blessing. I remember before I got saved, I used to go to a church looking for a handout, looking for £10. Looking for coming up with the famous phrase of I've no lecky. And you used to come and say, I've no lecky, can you help me? I need £20 to put my meter back on. I was always looking for the handout, looking for the blessing, looking for that. But it's only when I realized, when I became a born again Christian, that I had to be rooted in Christ. Because if I wasn't rooted in Christ, I would be back to my old life. See, Christ wants us to be rooted. Why? Because he has a plan and a purpose for your life. He wants you rooted because God calls you and God equips you and God gives you an assignment. I remember, I don't know if this sister and brother, we were up at Jumping Jacks a few years ago. I remember we Alec Muir and Pastor Paul shared it. The name's right, Jumping Jacks. It's a jumping place. We were in there and people were excited for Jesus. Why? Because they're rooted in Jesus. See, there's such an importance about being rooted in Jesus. And it says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who comes to him must believe that God exists and he rewards those who sincerely seek him. See, Christ wants us to step out. But before you step out, you need to be rooted. See, you need to know why you're stepping out. You need to know what you're stepping out for and who are you stepping out because of. See, because you need to know that he is with you, and if he is for you, who can be against you? And if he is with you and he is fighting for you, pushing back the darkness, then when we step out, it's because we're rooted and we know that when we step out, he's going to catch us. When we step out, we know he's going to meet us. When we step out, we know that he is there for us. When we step out, we know that no matter what happens, he is there with us. And that's such an importance today. When you think about it this morning, I love what it says in John 14, verse 6. Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. It already tells us that he is the truth. But our lives need to be built upon that truth. Built upon that rock of Christ. Built upon that life, knowing that Jesus died for us. Knowing that he sacrificed and he went to the cross for us so we could be here today. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here today. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus. And I want my life to be rooted upon him. I want to build my life upon him. I want my marriage built upon him. I want my children built upon him. I want to see people's lives built upon him. But if you're not rooted, then guess what happens? You just get booted. If you ain't rooted, the enemy will just come and he'll just boot you. Because that's what it is, because there is no depth. There is no depth. We need to have depth. Our roots need to go down. Yeah, we go through some fights and we go through some battles and we may know that we are victorious in Christ. And we need to remember those victories. We need to remember those victories when the next battle comes. Because if God done it back then, God can do it now. If he taken you out back then, God can take you out now. If he provided for you back then, he can provide for you now. See, we need to remember that. That's how our roots go down deeper. Knowing that who we are in Christ, knowing our identity. See, Victory Outreach Manchester is a committed church. It's a committed church. We know the vision. We know what God has called us to. He's called us to reach souls. He's called us to see lives transformed. He's called us for men and women to have that sense of dignity, destiny, and belonging. He's called us where you can see people who were unloved all of a sudden getting loved. Those that never had no hope getting hope. Those that are bound becoming free. We know what God has called us to be. And what God has called us to do. And today I want us to look at a couple of things. The first thing that I want us to look at, that you need to let your roots go deep in Christ. And in Romans 12, chapter 1 and 2, verse 1 and 2, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You see, this is a committed church. This is a non-compromising church. We don't compromise the things of God. We honor God. God is holy. We honor that. We don't compromise nothing. We don't compromise it. Jesus is the center. Our roots are deep in him. Our pastors are deep. Our roots are deep. They know that Jesus is the center. That's what I love about this church. That's what I love. That you know what? The pastor will never compromise. He'll never compromise. He'll go without so someone else can have. He'll lay down so someone else can have. But he could have easily compromised, but he'll never ever compromise. And I know when I came up from Victory Outreach London in 2007 to start running the men's home, and one of the things that Pastor Paul says to me is, never compromise. Start right and you'll finish right. Start right and you'll finish right. See, that's what our walk in Christianity needs to be like. We need to start right. We need to be positioned right. We need to have the right roots down. We need to have the right beliefs down. We need to know who Christ is. Our lives need to be Christ-centered. Jesus needs to be first. He can never be second in your life. He can never be second or third. He must be first. Because without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Jesus, we are empty. Without Jesus, we are worthless. Without Jesus, we ain't got a hope. We ain't got a future. We ain't got nothing to look forward to. But with Jesus at the center, we've got the hope. We know who we are in Christ. We know our identity. But the enemy comes and he wants to rule. He wants to rob. He wants to steal. He wants to take you off the path. He doesn't want you to be rooted. He doesn't want your roots down deep. He doesn't want you reeled down deep. He doesn't want you committed. He doesn't want you sacrificing. He just wants you to come and clock in and clock out. He doesn't want you to lay down stuff. That's what it says in John 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He says, I have come that they may have life and life to the full. See, the ones that lives aren't rooted. When stuff comes along, all of a sudden, they go, the first bit of wind, they're gone. Because there is no root and because there's no depth. I think of the parable in Luke 8, verse 13, when it says, those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy. When they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. In the time of testing, they fall away because there is no root. See, they receive it and everything's great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But there is no root in their life. There is no substance in their life. And that's not what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us to be rooted. He's looking for us to be deep. He's looking for us to get some work done. So he can build some stuff in our lives. So he can give us some responsibilities. So he can lay that mantle upon our lives. That he can lay that anointing upon our lives. That he can call us to the highways and the byways. That he can call us to the drug addicts and the prostitutes. To the lost and the bound. That he can call us. But it needs to be rooted. It needs to be deep down. This is a ministry that's rooted. This is a ministry like Luke 8 verse 15. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart. Who hear the word, retain it, and by perseverance produce a crop. How many know that our pastors, by perseverance, have produced a crop? See, you are a crop out of perseverance. You are here because of perseverance. How many know that? They could have gave up on us a long time ago. But they never. They persevered. They persevered. But how come sometimes when it gets hard for us, we cannot persevere? When it gets difficult for us, we cannot persevere. When times get hard, we throw in the towel. We spit the dummy out. I'm not playing anymore. It's my ball. I'm going home. And we can get like that sometimes. It can be like that sometimes. Things don't go your own way. You get let down. You get missed. You get overlooked. But how many know that man or woman may overlook you, but God will never overlook you? Man and woman may be missed, but God will never overlook you. That's why you just got to keep going and keep perseverance and keep, because the Bible says he endures to the end. But he says, we can't cut out. Our roots need to go down deep. Our roots need to go down deep. When I was thinking this message, I was talking to Jemima. Because I know Jemima came here in 2003. 2003, Jemima came to the church. And I was asking her a little bit, because I was wanting to use somebody that we know. And I was wanting to use a little bit of her experience. And I remember phoning and texting. I said, Jemima, can I use you in my message? And she's like, oh, what for? I was like, I just want to use a bit of your life. See, Jemima, when she came to Victory Outreach in 2003, she was young. She was very young. And she was quite eager. In her own words, she was quite eager. She made herself available, she said. She said she made herself available. And one of the things that really, really touched me, what she said to me, she said she gave God her inexperiences. See, when you give God your inexperiences, God will give you his anointing. When you give God your inexperiences, when you give God, he will give you his anointing. And we see Jemima now, she's a worship leader. She's a wife. You know what I mean? She's a discipler. She's a kingdom builder. She's a prayer warrior. That's because her roots have been deep. She gave God her inexperience. God, I'm eager for you. I'm hungry for you. God, use me. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter where you've came from. It doesn't. But what matters is where you're going. See, it doesn't matter, because see, the world will look at your education and the world will look at your qualifications. But how many know that God doesn't look at your qualifications? God's not interested in that. God's interested in your heart, your eagerness, your determination. You're hungry for the things of Him. Because in the world, we're hungry for the world. Before we come to Christianity, we're hungry for the things of the world. But all of a sudden, we come into Christianity and we can lose that hunger. We can lose that fight. We can lose that kick. We can lose that determination. We can lose that eagerness. And it's so easy to lose that stuff sometimes. That you take hit after hit after hit after hit. And you take hit after hit after hit. And if you ain't rooted, you're going to take some falls. If you ain't rooted in the things of Christ, you're going to take some falls. See, our pastors are committed. They're committed to the vision. They've allowed their roots to go down deep here. And when I was thinking and when I was praying, I thought of Psalm 1, verse 3 and 4. That they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and all they prosper in all that they do. See, God wants us to be like that tree that's planted. There are many people here today that you're not planted. You're not rooted. You're at the surface. You're checking it out. You maybe have dug a little wee hole. You maybe have came to Wednesday prayer. You maybe have dug another little hole. You maybe have came to the Connect groups. But the roots have not been right down yet. You're still withering, singing that Clash song, should I stay or should I go? You're stuck in the middle. What am I going to do? What decisions am I going to make? But I believe today that God is looking for those that want their lives rooted in Him. Those that want their lives rooted in Him so He can build that stuff. Year after year commitment. Battle after battle commitment. Time after time commitment. Commitment in the good times and commitment in the bad times. Because sometimes we just want to commit when everything's great. We just want to commit when everything's going our way. But how many know that God wants us to commit when we're having a bad time? God wants us to commit when everything's gone mental round about us. God wants us to commit when everything seems to be going wrong. God wants that commitment. He wants that loyalty to Him. He wants that honor to Him. Because when you fix your eyes upon Him, nothing else matters. He'll take you through the hard times. He'll take you through the battles. He'll take you through the places, the dark places. But even in those times, that you'll know that He is with you. And if He is with you, it doesn't matter. You just need to hold on. If God has promised, you just need to hold on. Because God will always come through. See, God has you here because God has a plan for your life. What matters is if you're committed and surrendered, God will do the rest. But we have our part to play. We have our part to play. God wants our commitment. He wants our surrender. He wants us to surrender and allow Him to take full control of our lives. He doesn't want... See, sometimes you're talking about a vehicle. The Victory is a vehicle and Jumping Jacks a vehicle and all these different vehicles. But the problem is sometimes that we want to drive the vehicle. Sometimes is that we are driving the vehicle. And Christ is in the passenger seat. And we've got it wrong, round the wrong way. He needs to be driving it. We need to be in the passenger seat. Allowing Him to take us to the right destination. Allowing Him to take us to the right places. Allowing Him to position us correctly. Allowing Him to open doors for us. Allowing Him to be there, opportunities for us. Because when you serve God, there will be opportunities. When you serve God, He'll open doors that no man can shut. He'll open doors. I thank God for what He's done in my life. I'm at college, I'm thinking about going to university next year, and it trips me out. I need to pass this exam first. I will, in Jesus' name. It trips me out. It trips me out. I do the church finances. I was a thief. A housebreaker. A robber. And I do the church finances. You tell me God's not a God of opportunities? You tell me God's not a God that can open doors? And I'm at college. I'm sitting in college. Then a diploma. I didn't even know what a diploma was. But God is the God of opportunities. But those opportunities only come out of you when your roots are deep. But you need to get your roots to go down so God can open the doors for you. Because you're carrying the name of Jesus Christ. You're carrying His name. You're carrying His name. When you go into a place, does everybody know you're a Christian? When you go places, does everybody know you're born again? Or are you a secret saint? Because you get people who are secret saints. In disguise. CID. Christians in disguise. And that's what it's like sometimes. But God doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to be like Superman. He wants it on the front. He wants our heart. He wants us to go into places and say, you know what? I was messed up and Jesus changed my life. It doesn't matter if you're in Tesco or Morrison's. Wherever you are, you need to tell people what God has done in your life. God will open doors that will blow your mind. God has opened doors. God has opened so many doors in this ministry. And God's got ready to open the door for our new building. Yeah, somebody needs to get excited. Eventually He's going to open the door for our new building. But when we say that, how many know that some people maybe say, oh, but that's mere sacrifice. Sometimes that's the first thing that comes. Oh no. Pledge. Because how many know that money's good? God uses money. God uses money. God uses our giving. God uses our sacrifice. God uses our stuff. And He creates opportunities. And there's many people here, like I said, you're not rooted. And you wonder why the doors ain't opening. You wonder why opportunities are not coming. You wonder why prayers are not getting answered. Because if God was to answer that prayer then now, it wouldn't be good for you. If God was to open that door right now, it wouldn't be good for you. God's a God of order. God's a God of love. He loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for us. And that's such an important thing this morning. I love what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, the few of you that were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chooses things the world consider foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chooses things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God has you here because God has a plan for your life. But you need to be rooted in Him. And another thing that needs to be, your lives need to be built upon Him. You look at any building that gets done, it's the foundational stuff first. And that's what it's like in Christianity. That's what it's like in our walk. We deal with the foundational stuff first. We get our roots down first. Then God starts to put the responsibility on you. Then God starts to show you what He's called you to be. Then God starts to give you that vision for your life. Then God starts to say, I'm going to use you. I'm going to call you. You're going to be a pastor. You're going to be an evangelist. You're going to be a teacher. You're going to travel the world proclaiming the good news. You're going to be a business owner. You're going to be this. God starts to give you vision and direction for your life. But we need to allow Him. Our ears need to be open to what God is saying. Your lives need to be built upon Him, being a student of God, being a student of God's word, coming to God like a child. God, teach me. God, show me. God, help me to be everything that You have called me to be. One of the things that I love about Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, they're learners. They're learners. They're always reading. They're always learning. They're always in the Word. They're all listening to messages. Pastor Paul's always reading and reading. He'll be reading this, reading this. Why do you think he is where he is? Because of the anointing upon his life. Because he's been a student and hungry for the things of God. We ain't no different. How hungry are you for God? How hungry are you for God? Some of you are hungry for chicken right now, and so am I, and it's going to come. But right now, how many are hungry for God? Hungry and available for God. See, you can be hungry, but you need to be available. You need to be available. You need to be in the right place. The Bible says that we have to be imitators of Christ. Jesus is the greatest example that we can have. He shows us how to live through his word. How to serve, how to give, how to love, how to forgive, how to see the best in others. And that's one of the things also that I admire about Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky. That they always see the best in people. That they always see the potential in people. And that's what Christ is like in our life. He sees the potential in us. He sees the potential. He gives us the gifts and the talents. But sometimes we can sit on them. Sometimes we're scared to step out with them. Sometimes we're afraid to step out. Sometimes we're afraid to step out in case we get it wrong. Sometimes we're scared to step out in case we don't get it right. But if God has called you and he's put something inside you, you cannot sit in it. You need to stand up and get your hand up and be available for God to use that what he has deposited in you. Everybody in here, God has deposited something in you. You might be the next worship leader. You might be the next this or the next that or do this or do that. But you'll never accomplish that by sitting in your chair. You'll never accomplish all that God has for you with just being a seat warmer. God wants us to be kingdom builders. He wants us to be men and women that recognize and understand that we have a future in Christ. That we have a future in Christ. That we know that God has called us and has that plan for our lives. You look at this church here. It's a serving church. People will serve you. The hospitality is amazing. Yeah, you can boast in it. The hospitality is amazing. The church is amazing. But like my brother said, every church has got its faults. But this church is amazing. No, but every church, yeah. And the reason, for the minute you hit the car park, you're welcomed. For the minute you walk through the doors, you're welcomed. For the minute you come in, you're welcomed. There is love. There's a sense of family. There's a sense of love. There's a sense of togetherness. Why? Because this is a Christ-centered church. And it's because that Christ is the center that we are an overcoming church. How many people have overcame something in here? Thank God for six people. How many people in here have overcame something? That through Christ you've overcame something. Fear, rejection, depression, addiction. You've overcame something because of Christ. We see people changed and become students of God's word. We see men and women coming through the home, graduating and fulfilling the call of God for their lives. We see that. We see men and women coming to the church looking for direction and leaving with a destiny. Coming in the church looking for answers and leaving knowing Jesus. But one thing we need to understand this morning, that you need to allow Christ to build that stuff in your life. See, I don't know where you're at today, but one thing I do know, that Jesus knows where you're at. He knows where your roots are at right now. He knows how deep they are. He knows how surrendered you are. He knows how much you genuinely love him. He knows. And that's a good thing about him. But are we honest and are we open? Are we allowing him to come and touch our lives? Are we allowing him to come and change our lives? Are we allowing him? Then the last thing it says, then your faith will grow strong. That's walking in the power. That's walking in the power. Knowing that it says in Acts 1 verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We have the power to overcome. We have the power to be more than conquerors. We have the power to become everything that Jesus has called us to be. Don't limit God. Don't limit God for your future. Don't limit God. God has called you. He's not forgot you. He's not missed you. He knows exactly where you're at right now. And he's got the power. And you have the power, the same spirit that rose Christ from the grave. It dwells within you. So no matter what comes your way, you have the power to overcome it. No matter what faces, you have the power to break through it. No matter what tries to push you down, you have the power to break through it. No matter what tries to come against you, your family, your marriage, your children, you have the power, you have the authority to speak God's word into that situation. And if Pastor Ant and I can get ready to make their way up. See, the good thing about it is that we have the power no matter what. It says in Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. See, the church has had to step out many times. You see, in Victory Outreach Manchester, when they moved from Sugden Sports Centre, then they moved to the Novotel, then they moved to the Palace, and they moved to this building, it was all steps of faith. But where are you willing to step out today? Are you willing to step out into your destiny? Are you willing to step out into everything that God has for you? Because you might be sitting here today wondering what you've meant to do. Wondering where you're called to. Wondering what God requires and what God wants. God wants you. And he wants your heart. And he wants your roots to be go down deep. So he can build that stuff in your life. So no matter what comes against you, you can overcome it. As we stand to our feet this morning, sorry, this afternoon, as we stand to our feet, it's when you know that you're called, you don't need to look at the circumstances. You don't need to look at self. You don't need to look to the right or left. You just need to look to Jesus. You just need to look to Jesus. He brought you this far. He's brought you this far. He ain't brought you this far to fail. He ain't brought you this far to mess up. He ain't brought you this far to turn back. He's brought you this far because he loves you. And he has a plan for you. And he has got the call of God upon your life. He's brought you this far because he knows the potential inside you. But my question to you today is, do you know the potential inside you? Do you know the potential inside you? We need to get ready to step out for everything that God has for us. For what God is going to do, we need to be ready to step out. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to step out. As we bow our heads and let's pray. Father, all over this place, Lord, Lord, you know exactly where every man and every woman's at, Lord. You know their battles, you know their struggles, and you know their worries. Lord, you know exactly whose roots are down deep and whose roots are shallow. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that every root that is shallow, Lord, I pray, let it go down deeper. Lord, everyone that has struggled and found it hard lately, Father God, Lord, I pray, let their roots go down deeper, Lord. Let them know that you have called them. Let them know that you love them and let them know that you have a plan for them. And as the worship team get ready to sing, I want to open up the altars. And I want us to make our way to the altars today. Jesus.